boxes on the hillside.
Little boxes, all the same.
There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one.
And they're all made out of tacky-tacky. And they all look just the same.
And the people in the houses all went to the university.
Well, they were put in boxes. And they came out all the same.
I love Steve Martin. I really, really love Steve Martin. That's so spectacular. Joining me in the Allstate Showcase studio are Rob Martier, Mike Silver, Sarah Barnhart, Elliot Serrano, and Roger Badish is up in the newsroom. And we are playing What's in the Box, as you can tell from the music. We have two listeners on the line. We have two contestants. Brian, how are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
No, I actually haven't.
All right, hold on one second. I'm gonna make sure I get Jim on the line so I can explain.
Brian, Jim.
Brian and Jim. Jim, how are you doing?
Good.
Have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so I wonder if I should have Jim explain it. Do you want to explain it, or do you want me to go ahead and give the instructions?
I'll allow you.
Okay, so I shop a lot online, and if you shop from one particular merchandiser, let's say retailer, they send everything in exactly the same box, regardless of what you've ordered online. So you could order a toaster or a sweater, a pair of snow boots, maybe an adult toy, maybe a fishing rod. And people will write reviews for anything and everything. And I was shopping a little bit, curious about what other people thought about a particular item, and I was surprised by how detailed they were. So I started reading more reviews, and then I realized how much fun it would be to try to get our listeners to guess if the reviews we read to them are for an appliance or for an adult toy. Does that make sense, Brian?
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm going to have Jim go first, only because he's heard it before. So Roger Badish, who I love that you pull up your own reviews, do your own research, because there's only so many dildos I can look at in one night.
You know the implication there, Roger.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Oh, that could go so many ways.
I like sharing the work is what I'm saying. I like sharing
It's getting
the work.
More difficult, though.
I know.
At least this is very difficult.
It gets very hard. Yeah. So can you please...
So hard.
Don't start. Roger, not don't start. Don't start at the beginning like this.
I didn't start it last time you did.
I know. It was my fault. It's my fault this time as well. You are reading for Jim, Roger. Okay, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm giving you the best one, Jim.
Here we go, Jim.
All right, here we go. Again, either toy or appliance. All right. I had an unusual situation to overcome. My wife and I were getting extremely tired every night. So, the search began.
Wow. That's it? Wow, Jim, I don't know.
Do you want me to read it again, Jim?
No.
Or?
Jim, what do you think?
No, I'm gonna say appliance.
Oh, darn, you're right.
You thought you were tricking him. That was
thought I was.
But it was an artistic delivery of that review, and we all loved it very much. Jim has now pulled ahead by one, and Rob Martier will read for Brian.
All right, here you go. Ready, Brian?
Yep, I'm ready.
I can't believe this thing only costs $28. I never saw one in my life. I've always had this weird thing about having to do everything by hand. By hand.
I have that same thing.
By hand.
Okay.
You keep saying hand.
I know. You have to suss out your own answers or suss out, or whatever the word is.
It was suss out.
It's suss out, yeah. Because you have to be careful. We can trick you.
I can read it again for you.
There you go. Let him read it again. No.
I'm gonna go appliance.
Ding, ding, ding! Well done!
Well done, Brian. We have a tied game.
I was trying to trick him with the by hand.
By hand. I know. That's why. And then I led him the other way. Just like You know what? I'm gonna be quiet now. Now you all know how the game works.
Oh no!
And I will leave you all to your own devices. For Michael Silver, his first time playing What's in the Box, he will read for Jim.
So I bought this based on people saying it had a good low speed. And yes, it does. The last one I owned had speeds that were high, super high, and bat out of hell high.
Nice. Nice. Well done.
That was excellent.
I'm going to say appliance.
It says that at the top of the page.
It's an appliance.
Yes, it's an appliance.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Well done. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I was kind of excited about the bat out of hell. Okay. I was going to check
it. He can look that up for you again in case you need a reference.
I know. That's one hell of a hand mixer. Sarah will be reading for Brian.
I would just like to say I'm reading this exactly as it's written.
Yes, because people don't always use appropriate, good spelling.
Grammar, something.
Yeah, all that. Okay.
Some may say the love it, or like, but coming from a very picky, choosy person, I'd rather just not use this. Waste of money.
Oh, my God.
I'd rather just not use this. I kind of love that. Okay, sorry. Brian, what do you think?
I'm going to go Merrill Aid.
Oh, a toy. He's saying toy.
Yeah.
You would be correct.
Don't get complicated.
It's a toy.
Merrill Aid.
Yes.
Wow.
Merrill Aid. Wow.
He's PC.
I was about ready to say my next door neighbor, but that's not good.
Here's the thing.
Brian, I don't know her.
Brian, I think that's limiting when you say marital aid, because also loneliness aid, Friday night aid, twice a day aid.
Mm-hmm.
Seven days a week aid.
I'm just saying.
Rite Aid.
Band-Aid. All right. So,
like when I get home aid.
There you go. All right. We are now on Jim. Elliot, will you please read for Jim?
All right, Jim, here's your review. It does the job, but it's cheap material, and I guess you get what you pay for.
Hmm. Ooh.
Wow.
Boy.
That is correct. Ooh. Yes. That is.
These guys are. Has anybody missed one? This is mind-boggling.
I don't think so yet. I don't think so.
It's 3-2. Jim is ahead by one. Roger, please. And by the way, next round, I do believe we need to ask Elliot. We have to pick a Star Wars character, either Jar Jar Binks, a Yoda, a Chewbacca.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, so we will pick. And you know what? The contestant can pick for that.
The contestant can pick
like
the
that.
Voice. I do it in.
Yes. All right. I like that. All right. Roger will read for Brian.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. This company is doing false advertising.
Oh.
It looks nothing like how they... Oh, I got to go into my Get Smart.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me try
I like
again.
That. That okay. was good. Yeah. Right. I like where you were going with that. Go
this ahead. Company is doing false advertising. It looks nothing like how they have it in the pictures. Second of all, the walls are way too thin.
Sorry.
They have 500 police surrounding the building as we speak.
Was that part of the review?
No.
Okay.
That was ad-libbing. I think that was ad-libbing.
Okay. That's a hell of a review.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So what do you think?
I'm gonna go toy just because you said walls and I can't think of anything else.
Wow. That's another winner.
Well, yeah, because...
wow, well done.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know... You get a little carried away, and the neighbors get upset.
So is everyone going to do a crazy voice this round?
Why not?
Everybody do a crazy voice.
I'm not. I don't know Star Wars, but I'll do my best.
No, crazy voice.
No, any crazy voice.
Hey, that's great.
That was Get Smart. Okay, Rob, whatever you want to do here. You are reading for Jim.
All right, I'm going to do it as a Chicago Union heavy, okay?
I'm sorry.
Here we go. Who am I reading for?
You are reading for Jim.
All right, Jimmy, ready?
Yes.
It's heavy enough to do a good jab, but I can still throw it in a drawer. Jim, I'm going to read that to you again, all right? It's, all right. And I'm from Local 293, all right? All it's right. heavy enough to do a good jab, but I can still throw it in a drawer.
I'll say appliance.
Oh, man, it's a toy. It's a toy. It's a toy. I mean, you know, what's the problem?
That's a toy?
It's a toy.
Wow. Yeah. Can I have that?
The Bears. The Bears.
Okay. That's our... Yes,
Ditka.
Yes, Michael. You're going to be reading for Brian.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
What was your last... What was your last voice?
It was a Chicago.
Chicago.
Unionized.
Chicago,
I'm a
unionized.
Plumber.
All right.
And a pipe fitter.
All right. I'm going to... work toward, because I thought you said Star Wars or something.
You can do whatever you want.
All right, so I'm going to do a Yoda who has worked for the Chicago...
Oh, my Lord. Right.
Okay, new level.
Cheaply made, this is. For the money, it was okay, I guess. I'll repeat. Cheaply made, this is. for the money, it was okay, I guess.
All right, I'm going to accept that challenge next go around.
Sounds okay. Like Bush doing 1,000 points
of
light.
I was going to say, it's a Chicago Union member who is from
also the, speaks slightly like Yoda.
Like further south than the south side of Chicago.
I was going to say that's below the Mason-Dixon line.
I mean,
on
I just
one.
Moved a few words to the end.
I have to get a Kegel exerciser on my thing.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Can we? Who was that for? It was for Brian, right?
Yes.
Yes. Brian, what do you think?
I'm going to say toy.
Appliance.
Oh, the voices are throwing you all
yeah,
off.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Interesting. Jim, Sarah Barnhart is going to read for you.
Okay. I'm struggling with which voice I want to choose.
You don't have to tell us. You do. You
I
do
know.
It, and we'll
I know.
Just enjoy it.
I know.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nothing to write home about, but okay.
You sounded like the Swedish chef.
Should I try that again?
Yeah,
I don't even know what game we're playing anymore.
Nothing to write home about, but okay.
Oh, you're so good at that.
So what do you think? And who are we on? We're on Jim?
That is Jim's clue.
Okay.
I'll say toy.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh. Jim. Nice stuff.
Yes.
Nice stuff.
Wow. Ooh, I think there's a lead.
Wow,
now,
who
right?
writes home about that kind of stuff? Okay. My dearest mother, I have found something entirely new in my life. Please send double A's. ever yours. Okay. Jim is ahead by one. It is 4-3. Brian, you're now, do you want him to choose which Star Wars character you read this as, Elliot?
Sure, he can choose.
Elliot. Okay, so Jim, Brian, what Star Wars character would you like Elliot to read your review?
Oh, I have to understand it, so I can't say R2-D2.
Okay, right, that's tough.
C-3PO.
Ooh.
All
right.
Oh, my God.
Okay, here we go.
C-3PO. Cannot evaluate as this was a gift, chosen because of the name.
Yes!
Yes! Yes! I was a little worried about that one. He nailed
it.
That's
solid.
Yeah. What do you think,
Brian? I'm going to go toy.
It's an appliance. Sorry. It's an appliance.
Oh, dear. All right. So it's 4-3. Jim could win on this review because it's best of five. So, Roger Badish.
Oh.
Would you kindly do the honors of reading for Jim? Mm-hmm.
Give me a second here because I got 8 to choose from, even though I've done 2 already.
How often?
I come prepared. Come on.
I appreciate it. It is appreciated.
Okay.
You can't laugh at your own reviews before. Okay, yes, you can. It's the kind of game.
No.
No?
Okay. Hold on.
All right. We're here. Whenever you just let us know when you're ready.
Okay,
I'm checking my Facebook page. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Ready? Here we go. Officially. Mm-hmm. The product was slightly larger than the picture. I did get it to work. I was blown away by the quality.
Ooh. Interesting.
Say appliance.
Arango.
Wow.
Oh, no.
We're still in the game. All right. Wow. Rob Martier is reading for Brian. We are still.
All right, Brian, go ahead. Choose a voice, buddy.
Wow. Just choose a voice. Any voice?
Sure. Anything he wants.
Anything he wants.
Rocky Balboa.
Oh.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, good choice.
Adrian. All right, Adrian. Here we go.
Adrian.
I like the turtles. You know, it's good. Absolutely.
Wait, what are you laughing at?
I really think Patty should do it, actually.
Yes.
Rocky Balboa is so good.
Yes. All right, Patty.
Rob, give it.
Do it, Patty.
Please, 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 please.
Yes,
please.
Adrian,
absolutely hate it. The spirit doctor.
You are spinning all over the console. You are spinning all over the console.
Goes the wrong direction. Difficult to use. I love.
Wow, that was like uncanny.
The facial expressions too. Yeah, I mean, it was like Stallone was in the room.
I didn't know Stallone puckered that much.
No, look at his mouth. Look at this. Adrian.
I can't even see you, Adrian. Adrian. Come closer. I can't see you. Is it you?
Brian, I am so sorry. Would you like me to read that again?
Or do you have a guess?
You got to do it as Balboa still.
Okay, everybody, I'm turning everyone's mics off. Hold on, or I'll leave them on. Absolutely hate it. The speed adjuster goes the wrong direction. Difficult to use.
Youth?
Youth.
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 Did you say youth?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm going to say toy. I'm
so sorry. No. We are messing you guys up with these voices. It's an appliance. Okay, Rob Martyr, it's still your turn to read for right. Jim. He could win the game here.
All right, Jim, you ready?
Sure.
All right, I'm gonna do this one straight up, okay?
Okay, straight up.
Okay. Lightweight, easy to clean, love it. Lightweight, easy to clean, love it.
Okay, now can you do it one more time as a guy getting attacked by a crocodile?
Is the crocodile already rolling, or am I still...
It definitely has you. You haven't been bit into yet.
Lightweight, easy to clean, love it.
I'll say appliance.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, toy. So sorry.
All right.
Good
Michael.
Try, though.
All yes, right. Very good try. All right. You're reading for Brian, yes. Michael.
I will try to keep it as simple and without accent as possible.
Okay. You're doing a great job already.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Not all that great, period. Not sure why brush at top is there.
That's how it's written. That's how
it's literally written. Verbatim. Not all that great, period. Not sure why brush at top is there.
Appliance.
God, it's a toy. It's a toy.
I don't know why that brush is there. That one stumps me every time, too.
I have no idea.
I may have to buy that.
Didn't you look these up, though?
Yes. I saw the picture.
Okay, well, okay. All right.
It's not so much a brush as... Anyway. Sarah, will you please read for Jim?
Jim, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. They stand behind their product, and the unit works well. Thanks.
So positive.
I like cheerful.
That. That was good.
Chose,
yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
I'll say toy.
Well, Jim.
Yes.
That is right.
Yay!
Thanks. Brian, there's no reason to feel bad because this was a tough game. You both played an amazing game. It was so much fun. Brian and Jim, thank you so much for playing. What's in the box? Jim has won. Thank you both so very much, all my guests. And you have won an Apt Electronics gift card. You can go to apt.com for more information. Lou Malnati's is our other prize. So Jim has a choice of which one he wants. Once we put you on hold, Craig will get your information and help you out there. And you go to loumalnati's.com. For the Chicagoland locations, and you can also send a pizza to people. I sent a pizza to Marta Carlo for Christmas. More with our guests when we come back. We'll wrap up our weekend wind up and let Rob Martyr get home to his four kids, and then he's going to go to Sketchfest this weekend and see Mike Silver and Sarah Bernhardt. More after this on 720 WGN. Right, Ellie?